Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Mexa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. As I said, Rock Cod Rick's out doing field research. He'll report on that field research tomorrow morning, Easter Sunday, on Let's Talk Hookup. So you want to be sure to tune in for that. But boy, what a great show today. Man, Captain Frank Lopresti and First Mate Kathy Rounds here from the Royal Players and Shogun. Man, we heard from the Bluefin Grounds already. We heard from Coronado Islands, Captain Ryan Bastian, getting out of school of Yellowtail. What else could come here? Well, let's find out, huh? Catch Report, right now. Sponsored in part by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products that work. Want to end connection failures? You need the Sato Crimp Kit. It's the must-have piece of gear for your to catch everything from a school-sized tuna to a record-sized tuna. And now with the all-brass crimp and other features, it's better than ever. It's so easy that I can use it. It works. It's easy to use, and it does work. It's a proven connection method for the Royal Star, Royal Polaris, American Angler, most of the other top boats. If you haven't already, you should use it and make it your preferred connection system for Spectra to Mono or Spectra to Fluorocarbon. Get it at select. Does anybody still use Spectra to Mono anymore?
Yes.
Kathy does.
I do.
Kathy does.
Hello.
Okay. Or Spectra to Fluorocarbon. Get it at stores like Fisherman's Atlantic Tackle or SatoCrimpAndWinder.com. Let's talk to Captain Warkwish with our FishDope.com report from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Frank. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Well, yeah, I liked all that history, Frank.
Uh-oh. By the way, thank you for that hunt ski you gave me for those tickets.
Did I win the big prize? I was busy.
I don't remember pulling your name there.
Yeah. By the way, if you go to RolloKids.com, the grand prize winners are listed on the website.
Okay, well, I'll have to check.
You have to see if your name's up there.
Anyway, guys. Hey, you know, that's a worthy cause. That Rollo thing is just an absolutely fantastic deal to get kids on the water, guys. So, what we all thought was the best ever April Fool's joke sure wasn't. So that little video clip of those guys in a skiff that got on that fish, I mean, that rocked our world. It was crazy how fast that word got around. But the story was good, and those bluefins are still biting. Skiff picked away at them yesterday in funky weather, but they did okay. And they're biting already this morning. If you guys heard the Eclipse call in, that's really good news that they're on those fish already. Bird schools are up. And typically around the full moon, a lot of times that best fishing's midday, so it'll be a very interesting afternoon here to see what those guys find out there. Big spread of fish above the border, scattered from kind of inside the nine. There's a few fish seen there out toward the 182 and then around the corner of the border down toward that beautiful break land across the butterfly. So, not too bad. Offshore bluefin on bird schools in April, man. Holy cow. At the island?
Yeah.
Let's see. San Clemente, weather's been a little tough there on the backside. You know, that wind and swell was up there. Made it a little difficult to fish where a lot of those fish are being caught, those yellowtails. But both ends have been biting. Outside the dunes there on the west end, and then China Ridge and Desperation Reef down to the east. But you can also fish on the front, hide from the weather. Beautiful flat, calm weather there on the front there in stock spots like Persane Rock, White Rock, Gold Bluff, all that stuff is biting. There's a lot of yellowtail at that island right now. Catalina is also biting pretty darn good there. Best yellowtail fishing we've seen at Catalina in many years going on right now. There's a pretty good spread of fish there also. Backside west has got some volume. Backside middle, that's where a lot of those bigger scores and the bigger fish are being made. I have to imagine Farnsworth Bank area is going to be an absolute zoo there today. So be cool, guys. But definitely going to be a little bit crowded. And then, interestingly, a little bit more squid. And I mean a little more from virtually nothing still doesn't mean much bait. There's just a few dabs of that small bait roaming around the front side. It's hard to catch. There's a lot of seals on it. But it's worth it. If you get that squid there, you can focus a little bit on the sea bass. There's probably a little more sea bass around than anybody suspects right now because everybody's chasing those yellowtails. But there's a little bit of sea bass at the island, which is really good news. And it's going to be a very interesting next few days here. So we got bluefin offshore, yellows at all the islands, sea bass scattered around here and there, a few big ones been caught on the beach, and the occasional marlin wandering around offshore also. Not bad for April. Time to go fishing.
Yeah, guys. Let's go fishing. And, of course, you want to stay in touch with it. Fishdope.com is your source every day. 365 days a year, Danny and the guys are on it and give you the current information. And if you want to save $20, you got to get a membership. If you don't have a membership, save $20 right now by using the code HOOKUP1090, all lowercase, no space, HOOKUP1090. And if we want to find you, Captain Mark Wish, where do we find you?
We're in Huntington Beach, the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number is area code 714-840-4262. Website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And seriously, guys, happy Easter, but go fishing. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, indeed. All right, Mark. Good report, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Yeah, you got it, Pete. We'll
All right, thanks. Let's go to Seaforest Sport Fishing. Marcos, Booker have anything on the boat yet?
I haven't heard from him yet. I'm sure we'll hear.
Well, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, at least he knows his priorities on who to call first.
Yeah, I would hope. Yeah.
I mean, yesterday he did have 155 yellowtail. Day before that, a down day with 101 yellowtail. Day before that, 120. Day before that, only 40. You know, I guess you got to have an off day here and there. You know, so very good fishing on the three-quarter day there, like you said. Nice mix of fish on that trip. Sounds like they're biting on everything. Yo-yo tends to be the most effective, but he's been doing that for a while now. They've been doing it for a while. So if you want yellowtail, San Diego's a good bet there. If you don't want to go on quite that long of a trip, you have the half day. They caught a couple yellowtail yesterday, actually, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. Good amount of rock fishing there. Starting to see a little bit of bass. Half day, three-quarter day, great fishing. Like you heard, the Eclipse has some bluefin on there. We got a bunch of one-day trips scheduled. I mean, what can we say? It's just getting better here as we go along, which we had hoped for. But you look at the date then, April 4th, and hopefully your gear's still set up from last season. You can get out there and get some fish. And, you know, I wish we could elaborate more on that, but everything's good right now. We got the twilight trip starting to run Friday, Saturday. As it got out last night, had some good bottom fishing. So I don't think anyone has any excuses not to go fishing at this point.
Yeah, no kidding. Good time to go fishing, and good weather, half day, three-quarter day. If we want to get a hold of you and we want to go fishing, you guys are open Easter Sunday tomorrow, right?
We're open just about every day except Christmas, so you've got lots of options to fish here. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. We've got our half day, three-quarter day. We've got one days. So got a few day-and-a-half trips scheduled there, twilight trips. Got it all available to you. Check the website. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Get your gear out if you put it away. If you've already got your gear out, then got no excuse not to come down and go fishing and got your option on what you catch.
Now let me ask you, Marcos, you know, now the boss, just between you and me now, now the boss is gone, John Yamati's on the Royal Polaris on his way to catch a big tuna. Is it like a party atmosphere down there?
No, we usually wait a few days before we throw the party.
Okay. Yeah. Smart. Frank's just smiling here.
You know, Frank's here?
Oh, yeah.
Every day is a party here at Seaforth.
That's it. All right, Marcos, thanks a lot for the call. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
I just got to say, John Yamati has put together such an amazing crew.
Yeah.
I mean,
including Marcos.
You have Marcos. You have Jeff Yamati. You have Mike Gauger. They've got
the A-team.
Another new guy in there that looks like he's gold is Chris. And it's just such. And then the guys in the rental room are fabulous. Ed, everybody.
It's a good crew.
Amazing crew he's put together down there. They work like a machine.
So you can party then, Marcos.
Absolutely. After that comp plan, we're definitely going to throw a party.
Yeah, all right. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next Saturday. That's our catch report today, sponsored in part by Job Site Supply, specializing in the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing trades with lines like Milwaukee Electric Tools. We personally know these guys. They're hardcore fishermen, and they're really great guys, and they're hardcore anglers and serious when it comes to dependable job site delivery. And they make the best in Milwaukee tools. Check jobsitesupplyco.com. That's jobsitesupplyco.com for more details. Job Site Supply, good guys to bring you tools on your job site. Let's get back into those phones. Everybody wants to talk to Frank and Kathy. So let's go ahead and jump into, let's see, Lou in Claremont is ready to go. Good morning, Lou. Good morning, Lou.
Fairmont or Fullerton? Which one?
Or, oh, I'm sorry. Lou in Fullerton. I was looking at the wrong line there. Sorry
Hi,
about
Lou.
That. I had to put my glasses on, Lou. Sorry.
Well, it happens after 40.
Good morning, hey, Lou. How are you?
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Frank, Kathy.
Good morning.
I had another question for you guys, but after listening to your little snippet about being smaller than a pinhead and cleaning, you know, all that seasickness, you're well respected in the industry and run one of the best and own one of the best ships in the world. I'm sure you have a hell of a lot of stories to say about your growing up. Have you ever thought about writing a book?
You know, there's been a few people talk to me about it. I was just afraid there'd be too many blank pages in the book.
Oh, stop.
Oh, I don't think so.
But I don't know. Maybe one of these days we'll see. We'll see what happens. It would be really fun if we do something like that, to get some guys like Don Sansom and Steve Loomis together. I know one of these days we got to do that show, Pete, because the memories.
That'd be fun.
Oh, I got to tell you, you get Don and Steve together, I mean, those guys, it would be some real laughs about some of the pranks and some of the things that we used to do that we could get away with. But
yeah, no doubt about it, for sure.
That would be great, because you know time runs out for all of us.
Yep.
And, we never know what's going to happen, so. They better tell Kathy everything you know in case something, you know, should ever happen and she can carry on.
You think I don't pick his brain every day?
Oh, thanks a lot for the call, Lou. Appreciate it very much. Paul and Santee, you're next up. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's everybody doing?
Great.
We're doing fabulous.
Good. Thank you.
Sounds like the kids are doing good, too.
Yeah. Get a quiet spot here. With the Bluefin coming up, I've been like super stoked to hear about all the reports. I even signed up for, you know, Fish Dope just so I could listen to the VHF. Everybody getting excited out there. Frank, I had a question for you. You know, do you ever recall a season kicking off like this or this early? And if so, maybe you can give us some comparisons to previous early season kickoffs?
No, absolutely not. What I do remember is back when I was 17, 18, 19, a lot of times we had a couple of years where when the albacore showed up, we had bluefin with them. And when you hit a school of fish, if it was mixed bluefin and mixed albacore, the albacore would act more like bluefin. And they wouldn't bite very well, and you'd have to find a school of the straight albacore to get a really good bite. But we would pick a little bit of that 15 to 30-pound bluefin. And that would happen usually in late June, which was very early. But honestly, in my lifetime, I don't ever remember a year like last year. I don't ever remember a winter like this one. So it's...
Oh, and that's how many years of sport fishing?
Well, I've had a license for 50 years now.
50
so,
years, and you've never seen
so
anything
I'm,
like it.
Right. And
last
and,
year
you know,
and this year.
And I remember when I was fishing in the tournament for the Balboa Angling Club, I remember catching two bonita on a feather. You know, we used to use a bamboo rod and use the feather. And it was an art to feather fishing. And I caught two bonita, and my picture was on the L.A. paper because it said, bonita make showing.
Wow.
And there hadn't been any bonita for years and years and years, just like we hadn't in this last stretch. And now the bonita are showing up
the
again.
The bonita are everywhere. At the Coronado Islands on Wednesday, there were acres and
yeah,
acres
and remember, eight years ago, we couldn't find
Nothing.
Any bonita anywhere.
Nothing.
And it was the same thing back when I was a kid. That's why I refer to the cycle thing.
Yeah.
They hadn't shown up for years and years, and I caught two of them, and they were like 8-pounders. And it was the only two caught on the boat that day. And it was worthy of a picture. So things do change.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning, Paul. Appreciate that. Scott Sherman, Fifth Avenue Insurance, and, of course, City Councilman. Good morning, Scott.
Morning, guys. Great show.
Well, thanks for your efforts in helping CCA California last Saturday. I know you were at the show in the booth helping out. And really good membership drive for CCA California there.
Yeah, I think it was very successful. We had a really good time down there talking to the guys and signing people up. And, you know, thanks to your show, Pete, I mean, people were coming up saying, this is the thing we heard about on Let's Talk Hookup, and they were ready to sign up, so
Great.
It was all good.
That's fantastic.
Hey, you know, you've been talking about all the different fish, and so I thought I'd give you a quick bay report. I'm floating on the kayak in Mission Bay right now, and spotty fishing is, it's mediocre. I mean, there's a couple of good bites here and there, but it's not wide open this morning. So I think the water's a little warm, and there's too much stuff outside.
Yeah, lot going on there, and probably pretty big tide today too, huh?
It, you know, I came down expected a big tide, but it's barely moving right here in the bay.
Oh, that could have something to do with it too.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. It's just there's not a lot of movement like I was expecting, so the fishing's kind of tough.
Yeah.
But it's still good. We've been out a couple hours, got 7 spotty, so it's all good.
That's all right. You're catching fish. Well, thanks for the report, Sherman. I appreciated all the efforts that you're doing there, and everything going well in the city council?
Yeah, right now it's all Chargers all the time, but other than that, it's fine.
Very good. All right, well, good luck with that, and thanks for the fishing report.
Yeah, well, it's time to get out in the water. It's a beautiful day out here. No wind, nothing but sun. It's just great.
Gotta love it. All right. Nice to hear from you. Appreciate the call this morning. We do have a line open. Unbelievable. 858-457-1090. Open right now. You want to get through? There is your chance. Doug in Montebello, you're next up. Good morning, Doug.
Hi, it's a question for Frank. How much money would you recommend taking on a fishing trip of any duration?
You mean like a five-day trip?
Yeah, for like, so you need fishing tackle, gattuti, strings, what have you.
Good question.
Well, that's a good question. You know, how much money? I have to think about it. First of all, it depends whether you're a seasoned fisherman. You wouldn't need too much in the way of tackle. If you were on a five-day trip, you really don't need a lot of tackle. You might need a few jigs. You might buy a few hooks. So I would think $40 to $50 in tackle would be the most you'd need. And if you were a seasoned fisherman, you wouldn't even need that. And then tips, I always say 10 to 15% is what you should tip
the
crew of the ticket price. If you feel you had excellent service, if you feel the crew worked hard, if you felt they kept the boat clean and that it was just a great trip, then I think it's worthy of 15%. And if it wasn't those things, it would go down from there.
If you like to drink beer, I think you
then you have to add a few more
bucks.
There's some guys that will drink. It's amazing. I see it when I add up the bills. You know, there'll be some guys that won't have one soda pop or one beer, and then the next guy will have 40 beers on his list for a five-day trip.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's all up to the individual, you know. But, and then if you're planning on buying a jacket and a few shirts, you got to add a few more bucks for that. So it's really a varying number. But I think the big thing is your, as far as cash goes, is your gratuity for the crew, and then whether you're going to buy more tackle when you get to the landing or whatever. You know, you walk into Fisherman's Landing there, and your eyes just start popping out of your head because you start seeing so many things that you'd like to have. So, and that's why we have an ATM machine for
it. That's right. Thanks a lot for the call. Dennis and Norrock, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning. Hello, Dennis.
Yes, morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I just have a quick question for your captain there.
Go ahead, Dennis.
What is your best go-to lure for the yellowtail?
Best go-to lure? Well, I really, for yo-yoing, I really like the 6X Juniors. And the
what color?
Blue and white, scrambled egg, and the dolphin colored also.
Okay.
And then when it comes to surface iron, I like the green and white sardine. I've done a little bit on the blue and white sardine, the Tatty 45s. They're all excellent, and those would be my main jigs. But I really like the Salus 7X a lot.
Yeah.
And you know,
a little heavier, throws a little further.
It throws nicely, and you know, it's amazing. Some jigs will swim differently, and when you get one that swims right, boy, you want to hang on to that baby. And you catch a fish, you want to make sure you cut the line and tie another hook on, you know.
There you go.
Just because, especially if you thought you were in a tangle. You know, yellowtail don't have teeth to speak of, but if you get in any kind of tangle, make sure you retie it because you don't want to lose that good jig.
No. Kathy, you agree with those favorites? You have some
particular
favorites yourself?
I like the 7X or Surface. It you know, but I do like a single hook on my yellowtail jigs. I know everybody has trouble, but they seem to swim a little bit nicer. They kind of jerk a little bit more when you're pulling them through the water, and it's a lot easier to get the hook out, especially if you want to release the fish.
Oh, yeah.
You don't hurt them so bad. You get the hook out real easy and get them, let them go if you're going
to
let them
go. Kathy, what's that jig that you and Kristen love to use, that thing that looks like a squid?
Oh, it's like an octopus. It's like the Shimano. What are they? It's a heavy head and a little hook with a little skirt.
Oh, you mean the Lucanus?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
That
thing is yellowtail?
That
is
deadly.
It's a killer.
It's
a good work.
Okay.
Yeah, that,
the Shimano Lucanus.
Yeah. Kristen drops that down and gets a fish almost every time. That's her favorite go-to yellowtail.
Good
jig.
Little
and I know
secret.
It's a rock cod jig, but man,
it works.
Works really
for yellows.
Well.
They'll eat it.
Yeah. They eat it up.
Really. Yeah.
And they usually eat it on the sink.
Oh.
Not on the wine.
How big? The bigger one?
The bigger one. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. And when we come back, more of your phone calls line open right now for the first time all morning, 877-792-1090. You want to get through, have a chance to talk to Frank Cathy, win a trip on the San Diego from C4 Sport Fishing. There's your shot. More Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice, coming right back on the Mighty 1090.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
It's time for our Power Pro 60-Second Seminar, and we've been talking about it. It's available now. Max Quattro from Power Pro, 25% smaller than the existing Power Pro, and the equivalent strength. It's a four-carrier Spectra braided line that's 25% thinner. What's that mean to you? Better casting a distance, better lure movement, and a softer, more supple feel with Max Quattro. And it cuts through the water better. You're going to have more line capacity on a smaller reel, whether you're fishing fresh or salt water. It's going to work for you. Whether it's spinning or conventional, it's going to work. Match Quattro comes in 50, 65, 80, and 100, and two colors, green and high-vis yellow. So go to your local tackle store and ask them about new Max Quattro from PowerPro, or check powerpro.com.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3800 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Lines are packed. They want to talk to Frank and Kathy, so let's not wait. Let's jump right into it and talk to Matt in Newport. Good morning, Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I just want to say, went on a trip on Wednesday at the San Diego, and they worked really, really hard. We didn't get 120 until, like, probably the very end of the day, and we got home 2 hours late, and
wow.
I can't believe how great the crew was. You know, worked so hard to get us our fish. It was such a great trip. I'm going again next week.
Nice.
Good going, Matt. Well, like we said earlier during the show, what Ryan does and what his crew does, he's got just a, you know, Taro is an excellent skipper himself, and he really gets it. He understands service, he understands quality of product the whole bit. So I agree with you 100%.
You got it, and they give it out, you know. Look
That's
at that,
right.
2 hours late, they could just go home and say, sorry, guys, didn't get them, but they knew it was possible.
And like I said, a lot of times he has his cook and one of his main crew members, Taro, and himself, all got their eyes in those binoculars,
yeah.
And that makes such a difference.
And look what happened yesterday.
Yep.
1 o'clock, they had what? What did he say? Three bonita, Kathy?
Two bonita.
And then he ends up the day with 155 yellowtail.
An hour later, he has 90.
Well, I'm sure Booger appreciates a compliment, Mac. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Matt. Appreciate the call very much. You know, time of day, Frank. Let's talk about time of day and fishing. How many times have you just paced the floor and you know at some point they're going to bite, but you don't know when, right?
Yeah, and the only thing that the reason why you stress is because you're certain they're going to bite, but every now and then they don't.
They don't.
And that's why you stress.
Yeah.
But, you know, and then when you talk time of day down below fishing like Hurricane Bank,
right.
I mean, my God, the time of day, it can be 2 in the morning, it can be 11 at night, it can be right after dinner. You just never know.
And when you're eating a cheeseburger in the galley and the 300-pounder bites, right?
Right.
And then it's not consistent either.
Yeah.
I mean, for 2 days, they'll bite at the same hour, then they completely change their clock. And
like set your clock to it, and then...
Yeah, and then they don't do it at all then, and... Totally, you have to stay at the rail 24 hours to figure out when their new time is.
Can you relate the moon to time of day? Like right now, everybody's saying, well, you know, it's an afternoon bite because it's the full moon.
I don't believe in that at all.
No?
No, I don't believe in it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not saying it's not true, but for me, no.
Have you had morning bites on a full moon?
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
Many
right.
times.
It just depends on when they want to bite, right?
That's right.
And they bit yesterday afternoon, maybe they'll bite this morning, right?
You never know.
Yeah.
Never know.
That's why you got to go fishing.
And each school can be different, too.
Yeah. That's why a three-quarter day trip. Now, not to downplay the half-day trip. Because look at what the dolphin did this week. What was it, a 47-pound halibut?
It was a beautiful halibut. That's
whoa!
Sure.
Out of Fisherman's Landing there?
Gorgeous fish.
My husband neglected to tell me that because he knows I would have jumped on the boat and said, I'm out of here.
47-pound halibut.
Nice one.
I believe it was Wednesday.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they've had several big halibut.
Yes, they are.
Jason's good about getting halibut
he
on the dolphin.
He knows his stuff on the dolphin.
Yeah, really good about halibut.
But every day is different.
Hey, you know, the one thing I noticed when I was at the Del Mar show that a lot of people didn't know is that on the dolphin, I know it's a half-day boat, not a three-quarter-day boat, but they do kids fish free on Sundays during the wintertime.
Okay.
And during the summertime, it's Thursdays.
Okay.
Okay, so... There's no
so
excuse.
Is this summer or winter right now? What are they?
We call this winter.
This is winter.
So
okay.
Sundays right now.
Sundays, kids fish free.
With
that's
a paid
correct.
Adult.
With
then,
a paid adult.
And then, you can't get a kid on the boat without a parent to watch them.
Right. Absolutely.
And then starting June 1st, it's Thursdays.
It's Thursdays.
Okay.
Isn't that cool?
It is cool. It's
yeah.
a chance to take your son fishing. And
yeah.
that, of course,
or
that is
daughter.
With a paid fare.
Yeah.
He can't come by himself.
And one kid per adult.
That's correct.
Gets to go free. Sundays right now, and then in June it'll be Thursdays
that's
on the dolphin
correct.
At a Fisherman's Landing.
That's correct.
Very nice. Very nice. That's really cool. Let's go ahead and talk to Kenny in Hawaiian Gardens. Good morning, Kenny.
Hey, morning, guys. Great show.
Thank you.
Hey, you guys are talking about surface irons and your favorite lures for yellowtails and stuff. I have one particular caddy seed that used to have like a green, yellow, and white paint on it. And, that thing just swims just completely different and so much better than all the other ones. I mean, it barely has like literally like 1 square inch paint left on it.
Well, you know, a lot of times you don't need the paint. It's the action of the jig, not the paint. So just hold on to that baby and guard it with your life. You know, I'm thinking about all the jigs that there used to be. It'd be fun to look at a, and I know I still have some of them, but, you know, I've never kept them and kept them, but you go back to the atomic worm, the 3-in-1, the schnabel, all those jigs. My goodness, there's been a variety of swimming jigs.
Especially surface iron.
Yeah,
right?
Especially surface iron.
And the bone jigs.
You can go back to bone jigs for albacore fishing and all that.
Yeah.
But it's just amazing, you know, when you think about the history of them.
Well, speaking of albacore, Frank, now that you mentioned the A word, are we going to see albacore this year?
I don't think so.
No.
No.
Water too warm?
I don't think we need them either.
No. I think you're right.
I do think we're going to see albacore again. I'll bet on that.
Yeah.
I'll put money on the fact we're going to have albacore seasons again.
Sometime.
I don't think it's going to be this year. I happen, and, though.
There have been warm water years with albacore.
That's true. And, you know, do I miss albacore fishing? Of course. I love catching those things. On the other hand, how can I miss them very much when you're catching everything we're catching?
Yeah.
So
where was it? 9 miles off Point Loma last year, Royal Polaris caught yellowfin tuna.
Caught yellowfin tuna and a wahoo.
And a wahoo.
Right.
Nine miles from the point. Crazy.
Indeed.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Speaking of which, you know, we've talked a lot about San Diego, a lot about local fishing. But talking about the Royal Polaris and the Shogun, I want to mention a trip. You know, we have our Let's Talk Hookup 6-day skiff trip on the Shogun. Which is really, I'm really looking forward to that trip. It's sold out. But the trip right after that is a 7-day skiff trip. And it's, it leaves on Halloween.
Right.
Saturday the 31st.
I think there's 6 or 7 spots.
Yeah, there's spots open on that. And I can't believe it because all the other skiff trips are full.
They are.
And been full for a long time.
This one's just a day longer.
Yeah.
And believe me, they're going to have some great fishing.
Yeah. And Captain Aaron, they really love those trips.
The whole crew loves those trips.
Oh, yeah. You talk about big yellowtail, big calico bass, and the option, you know, 7 days if there's stuff, their tuna's on the way up or on the way back,
they're gonna have
that option too, right?
You know, they're, without a doubt, the two best guys in the fleet, maybe there's three, but the two, probably the let's just go in this order, Randy, Aaron, and Roy. When it comes to those three guys fishing bluefin, those guys are so good.
Really? Randy Toussaint.
Randy Toussaint. Aaron Barnhill.
Aaron Barnhill runs the Shogun.
Yes.
And Roy Rose.
Yes.
They're the three.
Hard to beat those three guys when it comes to fishing bluefin.
Bluefin.
Aaron really likes to key on big bluefin.
Oh.
I mean, he is super good there.
Well, I'm looking at the Shogun schedule here. I'm seeing lots of spots available.
Well, there's plenty of spots available.
There's a lot of sold-out trips,
especially in June.
I was surprised.
And a lot of people.
And July.
And a lot of people are going to be surprised because June's going to be an excellent, excellent month.
Oh, yeah. There's a 5-day in July with spots available on the Shogun.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. So that's booked through your office.
Yes,
it is. Lopresti Dunn Sport Fishing.
Correct. 619-226-8030.
Or at ShogunSportFishing.com, and then, of course,
online, same thing with Royal Polaris.
Yeah.
RoyalPolaris.com.
Really good looking website. That brand new website, the pictures rolling through there. Really, they're really good looking.
We're getting a lot of compliments on the website. Yes.
So looking at the schedule on the Royal Polaris, I see there's some spots of it. Not very many.
I can't figure out why, but we have two or three 3-day trips.
In July.
Have half a dozen, 8 spots open.
I'm amazed.
But
July 22nd.
Yep.
Yeah. You've got a couple spots on a 7-day trip here and there, too.
Yep.
Yeah, but that 3-day trip in July, what an opportunity for somebody to go on the Royal Polaris.
In prime time
and get that long-range experience.
I agree.
Yeah. So don't wait too long because trips are going to fill very quickly.
Reservations have been coming in very, very well.
Yeah. Now is the time to book. So just wanted to throw that out there because we've been talking so much about going 3-quarter-day trip and half-day trip. You better book your long-range trips for sure. All right. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones and talk to Don calling us from Woodland Hills. Good morning, Don.
Hey, good morning, Kathy, Frank, Pete. Thanks for taking my call this morning.
Thanks for joining
us. Good morning.
Wanted to get your thoughts about the bait situation with this warm water. What do you think we're going to see this year?
Well, we had the warm water last year, and compliments and kudos to Buck Irvingham and his crew. They did a phenomenal job. I don't think there was ever a time last year that they shut bait down. Now, this year could be a different story, and it wouldn't surprise me. Some of the very, very best fishing we've ever had, we've had to go with minimal amount of bait. So all we can do is keep our fingers crossed. Do I think there's going to be an effect? Yeah, I do, but, you know, I think most of the sport fleet will have bait all the time. And, again, compliments to Buck Irvingham for having the right equipment and him flying at night looking for bait. Those guys are phenomenal.
And doing great job of bait management at the receivers. I know we were there on
Wednesday.
He's
got the best crew I've ever seen assembled now. I mean, he's really got an outstanding crew.
Chris, Henry, the guys on the dock
Jason,
there are just so they're all so good. And, and the bait, I mean, nobody does it better.
We're so fortunate.
And
you know, you're going to get on a trip in the summertime where you're going to say this bait isn't very good. But you know what? Yeah, it might not be very good, but are you going to get a bite? Probably.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what really counts.
Better than no bait at all.
Yeah, there you go. Here, here. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Grant in San Carlos. I don't know. The phone screener said this guy's a troublemaker. I don't know. What do you think?
What's up, Grant?
Good morning, guys.
He already causing trouble there. It was on.
We don't listen to the phone screener all the time.
It just so happens the phone screener
can't always
is his
be
son,
credible.
So.
Good morning, you guys.
Good morning, Grant.
Good morning.
Hey, Frank. I'm just reminiscing now about some trips that we had, family trips with that little phone screener back in the day, 1998, 99, and 2000. His first three long range trips, and boy, were those great! And thank God for the family trips because he cut his teeth on those trips. And I'm just remembering about albacore and bluefin that you were referring to and the particular experience that we had happen twice. And that was where we got on a stop of albacore, 20-25 pound grade, full speed. And all of a sudden, some guy hooked a bigger fish, and those albacore were gone, and the 40-65 pound bluefin took over. And I've always thought about not seeing it happen since, and I'm sure you've seen it happen many times, but what is going on when that happens?
You know, I wish I could really explain it, Grant, but I can't. You know, it's the ocean, and thank God we don't know everything because we'd probably screw it up in some way or another. But, you know, there are those years where you're going to catch albacore and bluefin together. It didn't happen a lot, but it does happen some. And, you know, as far as me explaining what happened, I can't do it. Sorry.
Well, the one thing about it was certainly about pecking order and bigger fish because they kicked those albacore out because the minute they started biting, the albacore were gone. I remember
well,
that.
What's always amazing, too, is you can be catching that 40 to 50, 60-pound bluefin, and along come a couple of killer whales, and they are gone in a hurry, too. I mean, really gone. I remember not too many years ago watching a killer whale come up to try and grab a bluefin, and he wasn't 6 inches from our stern trying to grab that bluefin.
Whoa.
I was yelling at the guy, pull. And we gaffed the fish just before the killer whale got it.
Wow.
And that's
don't want to argue with that guy.
No.
Yeah,
no.
No doubt about it. Hey, Grant, nice to hear from you. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. And while we're on the subject of Ryan Christensen, Grant's son there that just called, he does a great job screening our calls, and we don't often get the
thing. And a great job at Fisherman's
and
Tackle.
And he's a great guy at Fisherman's Landing
yes.
Tackle. Yeah, yes, so yes. Ryan Christensen, both at Fisherman's Landing Tackle and behind the scenes here at Let's Talk Hookup. And, of course, our main man, Adam, on the board there. Couldn't do without Adam there. On the boards and our archives. Adam also handles our archives on YouTube. So we now have shifted all of our archives over to our YouTube channel, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show. You can access that on a front page of our website, hookup1090.com. Click on the red icon at the top of the page. That takes you to our YouTube channel that not only has our archives for Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show, but it also has various, videos that we produce from trips that we've been on, so you can check that out. And then also on our archives page, you can hear this show after we're concluded here, as well as all previous shows on our archives page at hookup1090.com. And thanks to Adam for making that happen. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones and talk to John in San Diego. Good morning, John.
All right. Good morning, guys. I want to chime in a little bit for Frank. You know, one's a compliment, and also for you being on the show. It's about this history thing. I hope you don't downplay it just because we're younger and probably dumber, a lot dumber. But some of my best memories was listening to Dan Sanson talk about his trips and then talk about you guys. A new friend of mine is Buck, and him, they're not so much talking about themselves, but about the fishing industry, the other people, and what's going on the water. And so much of my trips is last so much longer than the thought of the trips and listening to these stories that if you ever do write a book, why don't you guys get together, get above Judy's office, and do some video books? Because it's just priceless, and it really does tie in the whole purpose of the trip. It's a journey, and it's a lifetime. I really, really think you should do it. And some of my best friends aren't there anymore, but you live, and I'd like to live with you more.
Well, thank you for that. And you know what? I'll make it a point here to try and get Steve. I think I can get Steve, not a problem there, because he still works in our office. And I just got to go over and do a little sweet talking to Don and see if we can get him. And we'll start with that. And then
that'd
we'll
be
go
fun.
From there.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. Good idea. Thanks a lot for the call.
Thank you for that.
Let's talk to Joe and Pedro, as you locals would call it, right? Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for the call. And I just wanted to say a few words regarding Frank there with friend Barallo. As you can see, since he's been a kid, you know, he's got this passion for fishing, and it's nice to see that it's passing it on to for goodwill in the community. You know, I've personally contributed to Friends of Rollo, and these guys are the real deal. You know, if you guys are considering, anybody out there, making a donation or contribution to, you know, unfortunately, if a family or loved one passes away or a friend, you know, you can do in memory of that these guys do on Friends of Rollo, or making a donation to them just to because your neighbor watched your dog for a week and they don't want any money. You know, just you make a donation to Friends of Rollo, and these guys put it to good use. You know, they give you the letter of thank you. But most of all, I ran into a friend that I did that for, and you know, the thank you and the card they give you, they appreciate it so much. And it's a great program. And so I just wanted to say that, Frank, thank you so much for making sure that the contribution I made to the family friend went through, and they really appreciated it.
You're welcome, Joe, and I do remember you very well, and thank you for your patience on that. We appreciate you, too.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning, Joe. Bob and Santee, you're next up. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, Kathy, got a question for you. How many records do you hold, and what is your biggest fish? I know that, you know, that's one of your passions is record-sized fish.
I have 4 records with 3 fish, because one of my records is, I have 2 records for 1 fish. I have a ladies line class record and the all tackle record for 1 fish. So I have a total of 4. And my biggest fish is a 296 pound yellowfin tuna.
And what are the records for?
The record, I have the 30 pound line class and the all tackle for a bluefin trevallier or a blue star jack that I got down at Clipperton. And then one is for a 285-pound halibut, Pacific halibut, on 20-pound test.
Phew.
And then a 228-pound halibut on 30-pound test.
Whoa. Good records. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Ali and Bell. Good morning, Ali.
Uh-oh, here's Ali.
Hey, good morning, Frank. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning,
Ali.
Hey, I just want to call and thank you guys for an outstanding trip. From the cook to the deckhand to the captains, it was a trip of a lifetime, and what a great operation, Frank, you have.
Is this the burger guy?
It is the burger guy.
the guy that was in eating a cheeseburger and gets bit on a 300. How big was it?
364.
Congratulations. Congratulations. That's an incredible
and
fish.
He was a
big
fish.
You guys, and from everybody, it was just and one thing. One guy I read on comments on Facebook, all the comments I read, he said he must be listening to the crew, and that's what it was.
You know, Ali, Tom Benedetti, who you know was on the trip and is a very good writer, is going to be doing, he has already done a story, and we should get that to you too, Pete. I'll tell Tom to get it to you. And anyhow, you want to make sure if you haven't already read his story, you want to make sure you read his story, because he gets down to the details of your bad spectra and chewing on your hamburger and everything else, okay?
So this was your first long trip, right, Ali?
First long trip. I was, longest was a 3-day back in September on the Royal Polaris. And I was always, worried about, getting on this long grain trip. But I said, this is not too bad. I could do this for 18 days. So I,
did Roy talk you into that trip?
Yeah, Roy did. Roy did talk to me into it, yes.
And are you going again?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yesterday Monica called. When I got back to the talk, I was worried, I'm not going to get on the trip. So Monica called in and said, you're on again. I was jumping up and down. Yes, I am.
It's funny. It gets, the way I say it, it gets under your skin. Once you get the taste of going for that big fish fishing, you gotta have it.
Right.
You gotta go, right, Kathy?
Yeah, they said, people have asked me, once you get a 300 pounder, are you gonna quit? I'm like, no.
I'm going up to the 400.
Yeah,
well, I would be happy with, a dozen 300 pounders. I just love pulling on big fish.
Yeah.
And Kathy, right now you'd be happy with one.
I'd be really thrilled with one 300 pounder.
You and me both, Kathy, indeed. And this guy goes on one trip, and what was your score? You got a
364, 221, and a 223.
Wow.
Congratulations
Ali. Glad you're hooked.
Thanks for calling in, Ali.
All right. Appreciate the call. And when we come back, we're going to give away a 3-quarter-day trip. Wrap things up here. Tell you about tomorrow's show. Stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Mighty 1090.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium BMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com. Meet the innovation award-winning Yamaha V6 offshore 4-strokes at 300, 250, and 225 horsepower. These predators are up to 73 pounds lighter than the competition. And with class-leading 4.2-liter displacements, they're up to 19% faster and up to 17% more fuel efficient at cruise RPM than comparable 4-strokes. And now they're available with Helmmaster, Yamaha's fully integrated boat control system. Meet the next generation of Yamaha V6 offshore 4-strokes today at your local Yamaha dealer. Hellmaster available with V6 is purchased only as part of new boat packages from boat builder partners.
If you're into the water, I mean getting out and going fishing, diving, surfing, shark diving, or kayaking, you need to check out the Islander at islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. In addition, the Islander offers kayak mothership trips, spearfishing trips, and more. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. You won't find a more knowledgeable or well-rounded team than Captain Shane Slaughter, John Conniff, and crew. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Hey, Seaguar fans, the wait is over for premium quality pink fluorocarbon leader material. Seaguar Pink Label is made from the same proprietary process and exclusive Seaguar resins you trust. Seaguar Pink Label is soft and supple, yet provides superior knot and tensile strength. In fact, it has 30% better knot strength than competitive fluoro lines. A portion of the proceeds from the sale of Pink Label will be donated to the National Breast Cancer Foundation, Inc. Get
get Seaguar Pink Label leader material at your favorite tackle dealer. To learn more, visit Seaguar.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Padres are playing some kind of baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090. Congratulations, Tom from Temecula. Never made it on the air, but as we say, everybody that's still on hold, when we finish up, we can't get your call, you're still eligible. And Tom, you won. Three-quarter day trip on the San Diego. You're going fishing with Captain Ryan Boschian out of C4 Sport Fishing there. And Captain Frank, Captain Kathy, we're going to just promote you today to captain because it was such a great show and it's such a great time. And look forward to going fishing this summer, spring, summer, and fall aboard the Royal Players and the Shogun. Don't forget, we talked about that 7-day aboard the
skiff trip
on the Shogun, which I can't believe still has spots available. The 5-day in July on the Royal Polaris. All those trips, anything going fishing. Two spots to go fishing with you, Frank, and Kathy on the 7-day Blackwater trip on the Royal Polaris, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. How do we get one of those spots?
619-226-8030 or websites shogunsportfishing.com, royalpolaris.com.
Yeah, very good. All right. Thank you, Frank. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you,
Kathy. I look forward to it. Look forward to the next one. Look forward to the next one, which is going to be tomorrow morning, Easter Sunday morning. We're going to have the winter bluefin guy in here. Captain Mike Pritchard from the Tribune going to be talking fishing right here on Let's Talk Hookup tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. We'll see you right back here on the Mighty 1090. Yes, Steve.